stuff to drink. Hello listeners and good morning. It's the 6th of June and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host Ashwin. Yet again, rise and shine guys. Good morning. A bright sunny Tuesday morning here in Chennai. On the 6th of June, Qatar was iced out by its neighbours. The UK identified assailants in the London attacks. UK election campaigning picks up. Apple unveiled a HomePod, its new Siri-enabled speaker. It's now competing with Google Alexa. Amazon Alexa and Google Home. That's right. And Mamata Banerjee plans to gift cows to farmers in West Bengal. She's always up to something interesting. We'll come to that. While you were sleeping, Qatar was iced out by its neighbors. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Yemen, Libya, Bahrain and Maldives all severe ties with Qatar, accusing its government of supporting terrorism and compromising their national security. Qatari visitors and residents were given 2 weeks to leave the UAE, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, and the country was booted from a Saudi-led coalition fight in Yemen. Already, Qatar is facing food shortages. The UK identified assailants in the London attacks. London police named 27-year-old Khuram Shahzad Butt, a British citizen born in Pakistan, and 30-year-old Rachid Redon, who claimed to be a Moroccan and Libyan, as two of the three perpetrators on Saturday's deadly London bridge attack. Butt was already known to police and appeared briefly in 2016 documentary about extremists in the UK. The election campaigning picked up again in the UK, 3 days shy of a general election, which is on June 8th. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said Prime Minister Theresa May should resign over cuts she made to police funding. In return, May condemned Corbyn for voting against anti-terror measures in Parliament. It'll be interesting to see another UK election in less than a year. Theresa May goes up against Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn. She's extremely confident that she'll win more of a majority than before, which will make the rollout of the Brexit more easy, is what she claims. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Apple unveiled HomePod, its new Siri-enabled speaker. The 7-inch tall speaker headlined day one of the tech giant's worldwide developer conference in San Jose, California. HomePod costs $350 and will ship in December. Also announced new Macs, new iPad and Mac software, and new virtual reality and augmented reality kits. That's right, Apple's coming out with a lot of new things. In fact, iOS 11 is out for an update. Has cool features. Last piece on the news, Mamata Banerjee plans to gift cows to farmers in West Bengal. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has decided to gift cows to poor farmers across the state, with the first batch of cattle to be given to North 24 Parganas and Hooghly District. This will not only ensure better living conditions for the cattle population, but will generate alternative employment opportunities for farmers, said an Agriculture Department officer. So that's what Mamata Banerjee is up to in West Bengal. And with that, I'm wrapping up another edition of News on the Go on the 6th of June. You guys are listening to your host, Ashwin. Like, comment, subscribe and share. Let people know about the news. And let me know how you want to modify this to suit your daily morning requirements. Have a great day, guys. And the background I'm leaving you with, There For You by Martin Garrix and Trio Sivan.
You gotta be there for me too.
Lee League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.